This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, nice to have you along. It's Monday, but you already knew that. Maybe you didn't.
Yeah, maybe you're just waking up and you're like, oh my God.
What day is it?
Went on a bed.
You're like the olds, they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't care what day it is.
Yeah, once you retire or you're on vacation, days cease to have meaning.
Here's Buckley with our stock watch.
Yeah, that's right. The Portland Trailblazers back on the winning track after bludgeoning the Charlotte Hornets over the weekend. Here's head coach Chauncey Billups on franchise cornerstone Tumani Kamara.
Man, I think that this is, you know, his next level, and as he continues to get better and better, I loved more than anything the quality of shots that two was shooting tonight. You know, open threes, obviously, boom, always take them. He gets himself in trouble sometimes when he over-penetrates and he gets in the air off of one leg and tries these tough finishes. We're trying to make him better and eliminate some of those looks. He didn't do that tonight, you know, so I just thought his shot quality was incredible. Obviously, he's so efficient, but when two is a finished product at some point, I don't know when that's going to be because he's still very early in it. He'll be able to do both. He'll be able to score and impact the game offensively, as well as obviously we know how good he is defensively.
Blazers obviously a little hamstrung personnel-wise this season, but given the job that Chauncey Billups has done this season with the roster he has, buy or sell, they should give him a look at extending him.
It's going to be hard not to, right? I mean...
So he's a free agent?
It's last year of his deal. They've not extended him yet.
So, and look, I mean, if you're Portland... I don't know how you don't look at him. Now, the question becomes, does he want to be here? I think that he's trying to coach for another opportunity. And I think given the opportunity, he would leave. I don't think he's dumb. I think he realizes that this is still a long way off. I think he's coaching to get out of here. Should they give him another look? Sure. But at the same time, look, if Chauncey Billups leaves, dude, that's not the end of the world.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kamara.
Oh.
No, Billups.
Yeah, you're talking about Billups. Yeah, when you were talking about Billups, then I was like, wait a minute, what's he talking about Billups for?
No.
I'm thoroughly confused.
Kamara has...
But now I'm okay.
Kamara has established that he is the one guy that I can say definitively that in the next 5 years, he will be on this team. There's just no reason to go anywhere else. That guy, and he's not a star, that guy is going to be a very, very good player in this league. But with Billups, like... If you want to bring him back, sure. If he doesn't want to be here, or if he wants a bunch of money or wants a bunch of concessions, dude, Chauncey Billups is a dime a dozen. The guy seems to be a solid coach. He's done better than you thought with this team. But again, if that doesn't fit into your long-term plans, I don't think anyone is crying in their beer if Chauncey Billups decides to go somewhere else. I don't think anyone would be upset if you bring him back. I think he's just the definition of, he's an NBA coach.
So you're asking the question, should they bring him back now?
Yes. Should they consider extending him or signing him to a new deal?
It's an interesting question because I think they pissed him off to the point where we all kind of thought
that he wouldn't want that.
There's no way.
Now he's performing so well. Like, if it's made me think they should maybe go in another management direction and keep him around because he's done okay.
Oh. Ooh. So Jody comes in and fires Cronin.
I mean, that seems unlikely, but.
Yeah, I doubt she does that.
Well, but if you do, you probably just clean house and everyone.
I think Chauncey's earned a little bit of cred.
Yeah, I think Chauncey's a good coach. I do. And I do think he's a good coach. He just has crappy roster.
So that's hard to judge anyone off
but
of that,
I,
which is half the NBA.
I also feel like they've done too much damage. I think he's out of here, assuming he gets another offer. Now, if he doesn't get another offer, that's when it becomes interesting. Do the Blazers try to bring him back? And then if he doesn't have anything else out there, well, I can't imagine he would just walk away, would he? Without another gig?
No.
Okay, so then in that scenario, he would probably be back.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, I like him. I just think they've pissed him off, and I think he's out of here.
That he won't want to, even if they wanted him.
I would tend to agree.
Well, I don't think he'll want... But again, the scenario of if he doesn't have anything else
if
out
there's
there,
no chair
he's
for him
not
to sit
just going
to
quit.
Yeah.
Or maybe he will. Maybe he's so bent out of shape that he would. I doubt he would. I think if you're the Blazers, you do look at mending that fence. But it may be too late.
How about a little bit of college hoop over to Madison, Wisconsin, where the Ducks came back from 17 down against the 11th-ranked Badgers.
15 seconds left. Ducks have fouled 5 times, Wisconsin 6. Oregon inbound. Up top to Shellstad. Shellstad, long 3. Oh! Tie game! Ducks got to play D.
Did he make it?
I don't think you react like that for a miss, but maybe.
Yeah. Maybe you do.
Whenever he does that, he's like, off the back iron. Dude, that is a deep Damian Lillard-esque 3.
That's a good shot.
And then they rallied in OT.
They win in overtime, and for the 15th straight season, Dana Altman's Ducks have won 20 games. He's only one of only 2 coaches in the country to have done that. Buy or sell, Dana Altman is the most underrated head coach in the country.
Whoa.
That's good. He's a very good coach.
He's always been underrated to the point where I think he's no longer underrated.
Because he's been talked about being underrated?
Is he the Kyle Whittingham of college basketball?
Yeah, that's a good
that's
comp.
A good comp.
He's just good.
He's just good.
You know, you go through that 6-game swoon and everyone is like, oh my God. And yet here they go. They right the ship. They go on the road. They beat Iowa. And it was like, well, Iowa sucks. Well, then, you know, Wisconsin's going to be the real test. And then you go into Wisconsin. You win that game. And watch him. He'll end up in the Sweet 16 with a team that isn't that talented. Yes, Dana Altman is underrated. But at this point, I think the word is out. Everyone knows that Dana Altman, look, he's not Tom Izzo, right? He's not Coach K.
Yeah, he's still short of being like a superstar head coach somehow, but he's right below that.
That dude is a rock-solid coach, and you cannot count his teams out.
Well, I mean, he's way up there on the wins list, too.
Yeah. Like,
I think amongst his peers, there's no way he's underrated. They always respect Dana Altman and always have. I think to the casual fan, it's like, that guy.
Yeah.
But he is definitely, I don't think he's.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Underrated to answer the, you know, to buy or sell the stock, because I think he was when he got to Oregon,
he's
maybe.
He's gotten his flowers now.
Yeah, I think he's been around long enough that people get it
yeah.
with him. And he's done enough in the tournament
mm-hmm.
that people get it with him. He's nasty. And he's stylish.
The brush.
Mr. Personality.
Well, keeping it within the conference, Eric Musselman, the latest coach out of Los Angeles, to criticize the travel schedule.
I mean, I think there's a whole bunch of things that factor. Number one, UCLA, Washington, Oregon, USC. We're in the hole 2 to 4 games based on travel. And it's going to be that forever for men's basketball. So you either got to do it UCLA women and USC women, and you got to have far superior talent in order to survive all this. This is the same trip that Coach Cronin, you know, had his, and unless you're doing it or have done it in the past, which no one has done it unless you've been in the NBA. And when you travel 3 time zones and you're out here for 6 days, and we're going to get back right now, we're supposed to stop in Kansas City or Tulsa. We're going to get back roughly at 3 a.m. Then we're going to bus. And then they're going to go to class at 8. And you're not going to be in your bed even to try to attempt to sleep until 4 a.m. And then you have a class in 4 hours, which means you got to get up, you got to shower, you got to get to class. So, you know, should a West Coast team be playing a game at 6 o'clock at night? By the way, Ohio State's in Los Angeles and has been there for 2 days. And they played several hours before us. But yet we're the team that has to travel cross country, and then our body clocks have to readjust. So is that why we lost tonight? No, I'm more worried about the travel affecting our game at Ohio State than I am this game, because when the schedule came out, the game that I thought we would be most affected by is Ohio State.
Okay, dude, shut up already.
Exactly.
Buy or sell that any West Coast coach who agreed to have their team go to this conference should have their mic cut and should be fined by the conference for complaining about travel.
Yes, cram it.
Cut his mic.
Just roll it up real tight and cram. Give back the money then. Don't do it.
And USC and UCLA were the ones who pioneered
exactly.
this, and they're the ones complaining. And, oh, by the way, all those schools in the Midwest, they still have to come to you, too.
Well, wait a minute. Did Musselman even – was he even in the Pac-12, or is this his first
– He might have still been with Arkansas when they made that move.
So yeah, I can't remember.
But I think he went knowing that they were going to the Big 12.
Yeah,
so he signed up for this.
Yeah. Well, and it's you know, it's another one that he's the USC coach.
Yes.
That's the team that blew up the Pac-12.
Thank you.
So
yes.
He should have – look, he doesn't – have any say on whether USC comes or goes. At the same time, he should have that awareness. And yes, they should, well, I don't know about cut his mic. What was the other thing?
Fine him.
Fine him. I mean, I don't know about any of that, but he should have the awareness.
Exactly. Just cram it.
Shove it.
No one cares. And by the way, can we stop with the class thing, you asshat? Your kids aren't waking up at 7:30 in the morning to go to class. I would love to see your kids' schedule. Okay, can we just stop the charade that these coaches have their kids in chemical engineering? My God, half of these kids. We all know where academics ranks. Let's not act like USC is somehow the Princeton of the West. All right, when you are at a USC or a UCLA or an Oregon or a Duke, even a place like Duke. Okay, that's known for academics, or North Carolina, stop with this. They're there at 7:30 in the morning going to biology. That stuff is the kids want millions of dollars. They want NIL. They want profit sharing. As Cardell Jones said, I didn't come here to play school. And yes, there are kids that do it and that do take those classes and do have to get up and grind. And trust me, I know plenty of Pac-12 and now Big Ten college football and basketball players that go to one class a week if you're lucky. So take that crap and send it somewhere else.
By the way, Dana Altman was asked about the travel. He said, we wanted to be in the Big Ten. We asked to be in the league. We're not complaining about the travel or complaining about anything. We've made a few trips and our guys enjoy the new environment.
Thank you. It's like when...
Well,
when,
USC did too. I mean, like, why doesn't Musselman have that awareness?
Well, because he's not good. And one is successful and one isn't. It's like when Dan Lanning, when they had to go play Ohio State, he said, you know what? This is great. It's an opportunity. And everyone else bitches about it. The only time you bitch about schedule or anything else is when you're not good.
When stuff's falling apart.
When stuff's falling apart. And then what did I say?
And they have lost 5 of 6.
Yes.
USC.
And what have I always said? The first time you know that a program's in real trouble is when a coach starts what? Complaining about stuff like this. They start complaining about fans. They start complaining about the media. Or they start complaining about travel schedules. It means that your team sucks. And you need to take the onus off of you. And woe is me. How could anyone succeed doing this?
By the way, they play at Oregon on Saturday.
That's right.
But they got that mean Ohio State game on Wednesday.
Well, and I've got my tutor schedule. And, you know, I got to get to class.
How do they even do it?
I don't know. I don't think
I can make my TA's office hours. It's going to be rough. Mm-hmm. Finally, quick one for you. Today in the NFL, a proposal in to ban the tush push. Here's what Nick Sirianni has said about the tush push.
You've seen it across the league that people can't do it like we can do it. They can't do it like we can do it. And so I'm making my plug right there. Like, don't ban this play. Like, if everyone could do it, everybody would. Where's the camera? If everybody could do it, everybody would do it.
Buy or sell, the owners should vote to ban the tush push at the league meetings next month.
No. It's not. Philadelphia is uniquely designed. They got rid of Jason Kelce and they still do it well. I've never understood this. It's not, there's no more injuries on that play than any other goal line play, and it's ridiculous. As Nick Sirianni said, if everyone could do it, they would do it, but they can't. Philadelphia does well, and so it's just sour grapes. Shut up about it. It works, and Philly runs it to a T. Everyone, by the way, Buffalo tried it, and Buffalo didn't get jack squat off of it, so maybe they should work harder with it.
Who's worse, the Packers, who are the ones that are trying to get the NFL to vote it out, or Eric Musselman?
Oh, I hate the Musselman thing. That's the travel schedule and the class thing. That's the one that really gets me.
I also think the Packers aren't alone. I think there's other teams
that want it gone. Because they don't want to run
it. They want it gone.
But... Well, they've got a fragile quarterback, and they don't want to run it. Well, so
I think it's kind of silly that you're asking the league to get rid of it.
Yeah.
That's a bad look.
It is a bad look. It makes you kind of sound like a bitch. Hey, I can't stop something.
Yeah.
It's like when Saban wanted to ban like up-tempo offenses and running quarterbacks. Well, I wonder why you want that banned, Nick.
There's your Stock Watch. Each Monday, it's brought to you by Goldberg Jones. That's right, Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. Coming up next, it is time for the news. I have something specifically for you.
I'm excited.
That's you.
I'm excited.
My co-host.
Not the fans, but me.
This is for you.
I can't wait.
Because you often talk about the homeless people with dogs.
Yes.
Issue.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a story about that.
Jams me right up.
We've got that. And record rains. That's next. Here's Buck.